Ducky's come over to join your sleepover. Now you all play nicely.
Hi, guys. What are you eating?
Reptar cookies.
Look, the water is smushing Reptar.
What?
I don't know.
Maybe the real Reptar's in the kitchen.
Reptar likes us, doesn't he?
Well, if there's some kind of monster in the kitchen, I say we just let it eat whatever it wants. Someday we're all gonna get eaten by something. I just know it.
Oh, ouch. I'm telling you, I just woke up like this. Ow, hey, my head doesn't go that way.
Oh, jeez. Relax, will ya?
How am I supposed to relax? My back's all tied up in knots, and you're trying to turn me into a conflabbed pretzel. Ow!
That's no monster. That's my grandpa. And your mommy's hurting him.
It looks like she's trying to get his head off.
Maybe he needs new batteries.
I have never seen anybody in such bad shape. What the heck you been sleeping on, a beanbag chair?
Worse. Come on, I'll show you his mattress.
There's nothing wrong with my mattress.
My goodness, Pop. No wonder your back is such a mess.
All right, let me try that thing.
I've been warning him about that mattress for years.
Oh, sweet mother of pearl, Lou. No wonder you're in so much pain.
How could a bed be hurting Grandpa?
Maybe there's a rock in it.
Maybe. Unless
what, Chucky?
Unless there's a monster in your Grandpa's bed and it's trying to eat him.
She's as good now as she was in 42.
A mattress shouldn't be used any longer than 2 decades, Pop. You needed a new bed in 1962.
Let me tell you something, Sonny boy. That's the best darn bed I ever had. Saved my life during WW2.
Okay, Pickle. You're going to the front lines.
I think I broke my leg.
All right, you're going home. Pinkowski, you're going to the front lines. On two.
Okay. But check this out, Pop. It's the Sleepmaster 2000, the latest in reclining technology.
Sure. Now, if you all don't mind, I've got to get ready for my Wombat Lodge campout.
All right, Pop. Maybe a night of sleeping on the ground will do your back some good.
If the monster's in there, how come it hasn't already eaten your grandpa?
Well, maybe it's trying to, but he's too big for its mouth. That's it, you guys. All we got to do to get the monster to leave my grandpa alone is to find it something smaller to eat.
Tobby, we are smaller.
Oh, then we better find something smaller than us. Come on.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to order a Sleepmaster 2000, the latest in reclining technology. Can you deliver one tomorrow?
Sure.
Great! The address is...
No, we'll just hide behind the door, and when the monster goes to eat the dolly, we'll lock him out, and then he'll have to leave.
I hope he doesn't go to my house.
Shh.
Yeah.
Is the monster gone?
No, the monster ate the doll while we were napping, and he's still there. Tommy, we're all supposed to sleep here tonight. I don't want to wake up inside a monster's tummy.
No, me either.
Okay. I got some new idea. Remember when the water smushed Phil's Reptar cookie? Well, if it worked on a monster cookie, it could work on a real monster. Stand back, guys! That monster's gonna be mad!
Oh, I can't look!
He's not coming out!
Maybe he's not in there.
There's only one way to find out! Come on, guys! March!
March!
Tommy, Phil, Lil, get down from there. Oh, there, Chucky, it's okay.
Come on, you rascals, time for bed.
Stewie, you've got to get rid of that old thing.
You mean Pop?
Very funny.
Used to be all I had to worry about was bed bugs.
What's that? I don't know. Let's go see.
Monster's leaving! We win!
I knew we'd win.
Huh? Good thing I came home early. I knew that son of mine would be up to no good.
Tommy, Phil, Will, wake up! Listen.
It's back!
Phew. That's hard work on an empty stomach. Better get myself some chow.
We're never gonna get rid of that monster!
Yes, we will.
How?
Look!
Go off a little further, human!
By feeding him to a bigger monster!
Hubert!
He eats all the rest of the stuff we don't want. All we got to do is get him to eat the monster in the mattress! Come on, guys! Let's kick that mean old monster out of my house!
Yeah! Help a cow! Hold her fast! Your house is falling down!
Oh, Stew! What's that noise?
It sounds like the house is falling down! Grab the kids! We gotta get out of here!
Unhand that mattress, you mattress napper, you!
Morning, folks. Who's the lucky devil getting a new Sleepmaster 2000? The latest in reclining technology. Is that coffee?
Come on, Pop, at least try it out.
Hey, nobody asked me before they ordered this newfangled... Eh? What's this? You even got the sprouts in on this whole conspiracy. All right. But you're trying it out with me.
You see, Pop, I told you you'd like the Sleepmaster 2000.
Well, I guess even us war heroes need to keep up with the times.
I'm so glad we saved my grandpa from the monster.
Yeah, now we can sleep wherever we want and not get eaten.
To go to the Gummy Bears concert, too.
This is gonna be the best show ever, Tommy. Do you think Jelly Bear will be there?
I hope so. Maybe we can get a poster or a picture. Maybe I'll even get to meet Jelly Bear.
Oh, my gosh. What would I say to him? I hope he sings this song. Happy, 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 happy.
Hey, you're rocking the song.
Jonathan, I'm going to a Dummy Bears concert. Don't complain to me about your day.
Thanks for taking the kids, Charlotte. I would have, but the Cheese Festival only comes once a year. And this year's theme is Camembert, and you know how Stu always...
It's no problem, Dee Dee.
Are you sure you're going to be all right? You seem so busy.
I've got everything under control. Ugh, that infernal noise. Say bye-bye to Mommy. No, not you, Jonathan. Now patch me through to Weatherby's office. Will you please choose a lane? I know, Lloyd, but right now I've got a car full of Dummy Bears and I'm on my way to a baby's concert. Scratch that. I've got a car full of... Oh, never mind.
Hey, Spike does get to go to the Dummy Bears.
He's not supposed to be here. He must have snuck in when we picked you babies up.
Oh, which one's your favorite Dummy Bear, Spike?
Cover your mouth, sweetheart. Trust me, Lloyd. I'll be there in 3 hours max.
What was that?
Or maybe 4 hours.
It was scary. It sounded like the car burped.
It didn't burp. It broke.
Don't worry, kids. Everything's fine. I'll be right back. Lloyd, I'll call you in 20.
Oh, do you think we're gonna miss the Dummy Bear concert?
Of course not. My mommy will call somebody to fix it, and we'll be out of here real soon.
What do you mean, 2 hours? Ugh! Well, I've leveraged a hostile takeover while reorganizing subordinated debt. I suppose I can change a tire. No jack. You kids be patient. There's just a little problem with the car.
But, Mommy, we're gonna miss the very, very beginning of the show. That's my very favoriteest part.
I know, sweetheart, but Mommy can't do anything without a jack. Here, thumb through these stock offerings. It shouldn't be too long. Yeah, Lloyd, it's me again.
Who's Jack?
He's the person that fixes cars. Do I have to teach you everything?
There must be a bazillion people out there. I wonder which one is Jack.
Well, we're just gonna have to find him, or we'll never get to the show.
But maybe we should wait, you guys. Angelica's mommy said it wouldn't be too long.
That's what grown-ups always say when it's gonna take forever. Don't you want to see the Dummy Bears live on stage in the final deformance of their laser spectacular?
I guess you're right.
Attaboy, Chucky.
Of course I'm right. Now, give me that blankie.
I'm talking numbers, syntax, and content. Oh, and another thing, Lloyd.
You stay there, Spike. We'll be right back. Well, I guess we'll have to search the whole world. So, let's start here.
Quiet this little feet.
We'll look over here, Angelica.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Jack.
Who's Jackson?
Hey, didn't you see my mouth move?
Jack is not available at this particular moment.
Well, Jack is here.
Hey, should you not be with your mommy, little girl?
Look, mister, I need Jack, and I need him now.
Hey, Vinny, ain't that Jack's kid?
Oh, my utmost apologies, Ms. Montello. I did not realize you was Jack's kid.
Right. That's exactly who I am. Now get me Jack. I mean, Daddy.
Just a second. Tony, keep an eye on him.
How come Angelica didn't tell us her daddy was Jack?
I think she's just pretending.
It better be important, because I told you not to bother me.
I think it is important, boss.
You think it's important? Because if it's something you cannot handle, maybe I gotta get someone who can.
No, boss, we can handle it. I'm sorry I even knocked on your door. My sincerest apologies to you and yours.
Those pesky doves always wake me up in the morning.
The boss, I mean your daddy. He is not available right now.
But I need him.
I know, but you see, he is busy.
I don't care if he's busy.
Hey, how about we get you something to eat while you wait? A nice spumoni, perhaps?
I don't want bologna, I want Jack.
Not a bologna, a ice cream. You like ice cream?
Oh, what kinds do you have?
Oh, come on, Chucky. He must be this way.
I wish Jelly Bear was here.
You know, Lloyd, that mink farm might be a good investment. Well, no, personally, I'm not that fond of animals. Well, not now, kids. Here, have another scone and be quiet.
Hey, you can't say that to me.
Not you, Lloyd.
Well, no Jack here. Hey, I got an idea. Let's go back to the car and hide.
We can't stop now, Chucky. We gotta get the car fixed and get to the Dummy Bear concert. You see if Jack's in there, and I'll check over here.
Is Jack in there?
Nope. Nothing in here. Oh, this is just a party. Hey, do you think he's in there?
Hey, where'd you two come from? Get away from that door, kiddies. Let's go find your mommy and daddy.
If you want to come back.
I need more cheese. How am I supposed to eat this without more cheese?
Just one moment, Miss Montello. I just need to get these babies.
No, now, or Daddy's gonna hear about this.
Right, right. Of course, Miss Montello.
We couldn't find Jack, Angelica.
Now we'll never see the show.
You babies are always griping about something. Hey, you! Get over here!
Yes, Miss Montello. What could I play for you?
Do you know the Dummy Bear song?
But of course.
Sing a happy, 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 happy,
wow,
happy song.
You know, sing happy, just happy, as good. Happy,
but Angelica, I wanted to see the real Dummy Bears, and that means we gotta find Jack.
Jack Schmack, I've got everything I need right here. Hey, waiter, more cherry soda.
But Angelica...
Well, here's a little trio that's getting some special treatment.
Hey, Buster, that's mine. Get your greasy paws off it.
Well, we certainly have a mouth on us.
Yeah? Well, who let you into this smelly place?
I own this smelly place. I'm Jack.
Mr. Daddy, sir, it's me, your little buttercup.
What's going on here?
It's your daughter, Gianna.
That's not my Gianna.
Come on. I was only joking.
What should we do with her, boss?
Eva. If she talked you goons out of all this stuff, she's gotta have spunk.
I got spunk? Is that good?
What's your name, little girl?
Angelica Pickles.
Angie. What could be bad about a girl named Angie? So, where's your mommy, Angie?
She's right out front. We just came in here to ask you to fix our car so we could get to the Dummy Bear show.
Dummy Bears? I love the Dummy Bears. Come on, let's take care of that car.
Well, Lloyd, if you feel that way, then maybe it's best we didn't meet after all. Lloyd, I'll call you right back.
Mommy, we found Jack for you.
Angelica? Kids, well, I thought you were... Spike?
Mrs. Pickles? Jack Montello.
Mr. Montello, I'm not sure what happened here, but thank you for bringing back my little girl and her friends.
It's no problem. From the moment I saw your daughter in my restaurant, I said, this girl, she's got a lot of moxie.
Well, she does have a lot of my strong points.
Now, if you'll allow me to drive, the Dummy Bears show starts in 8 minutes.
Yes, of course.
Sunshine.
Paula, this is Paul. I need everything you've got on rain, where it comes from, why it's wet.
There's a low pressure system bringing lots of wet rain.
I need every team you've got headed to that low pressure system. Now. Great bowls of gravy.
My carrot cake is too moist. I'll show you moist.
Not just cartoons, Nicktoons. Class teacher.